Track 2. The Norfolk Coast in Colour. Norfolk's seaside landmarks, including Cromer Pier and the Stripey Wells beach huts, are among the inspirations for Amelia Bowman's gorgeous, cheerful homewares and prints. We meet her as she prepares to put her work on show at two exhibitions this month.
I don't think I've ever really had any choice in the matter of actually being an artist, says Amelia Bowman. Creativity certainly seems to be in the blood. She is the fourth generation of women in her family to be an artist, and it's looking like her daughter may be the fifth. She's certainly got the bug, she says. Amelia is known for her colourful, nostalgia-tinted prints, homewares and tote bags, many of which feature landmarks of the Norfolk coast, Hookham Beach, Blakeney Marshes, Cromer Pier, the candy-striped beach huts at Wells and Clye Windmill. Her studio is a timber cabin at her home on the outskirts of Wyndham, where she creates her work using a technique called collagraph on a printing press fashioned from a vintage mangle. Amelia's mother had encouraged her creativity from an early age, and colour has always been an important element in her work. Throughout her GCSEs and A-levels, she focused on painting and sculpting. Her mum is a sculptor. And she then studied textiles at what was then known as Norwich School of Art and Design. Always interested in the technical side of making, Amelia started creating brightly coloured jewellery, made with dyed and manipulated plastic. I loved figuring out the plastic and how it worked, and how to colour it and how to fuse it, she says. After graduating, realising that she was enjoying the design process of her jewellery rather than actually making it, Amelia moved into freelance illustration and found the coast a particular inspiration. Some of my earliest pieces were inspired by Munsley, Cromer, Blakeney and Clye, as well as the Suffolk coast, she says. She discovered collagraph while she was working in the art department at a high school and took a group of GCSE students to City College Norwich to learn about and try out different printing techniques. Collagraph is an intaglio form of printmaking, the opposite of the relief form of printmaking, such as linocut. It's painstaking work, and Amelia says that it was the technical side that really appealed to her. I think I should have been an engineer, to be perfectly honest. It fascinates me the way you can make things happen. There's a real element of alchemy about it. Amelia says she's always been a bit Heath Robinson and decided to make her own printing press. Typical me again. I thought, I'll convert a mangle, she laughs. I bought a rusty old fused up vintage mangle because the kind of print press I use is essentially a mangle, two rollers under pressure, but with a bed running between them where you put your print plate and paper. It's the pressure that transfers the image from plate to paper. Well, it took 9 months to convert it and get it working as a print press, but I really enjoyed that. I'm still using it now. Fortunately, following the sessions at City College, the school Amelia was working at invested in its own printmaking equipment, and the site team let her go in and use the print press at weekends until her own print press was up and running. And she used her drawings of the coast as she experimented and honed her style. The techniques fascinated me, she says. I could cut the drawings down as a collagraph plate. And then she discovered how to add pattern to her prints using a process called sheen collé, which has become her signature style. I started playing with that, and again the alchemy and the little bit of magic that goes into it fascinated me, she says. I started trying to design patterns, and I've never been taught how to do it properly, but again, I followed my nose and found my way. Days in her studio mean lots of tea with a documentary streaming on iPad. She can either spend her time sketching or coming up with new patterns or getting a bit messy if she's printmaking. You're inking up with a very thick, oil-based ink. My apron used to be pink and spotty. Now it's brown, she says. And then there are the trips to the coast for inspiration. Cromer has everything you need for family days. Ice cream, fish and chips, the whole lot. I also love the sophistication of Blakeney. And I love Thornham. I really want to do a print of it. I love going samphire picking there. Amelia Bowman will be exhibiting at Wyndham Arts Centre from July the 15th to the 20th as part of the By Hand and Tool group exhibition, and will also be doing a printmaking workshop. See at By Hand and Tool on Instagram for details. Her work will also be on show at the Garden House Gallery in Cromer from July the 29th to August the 4th. And later this summer, on August the 11th, she's holding a children's stamp-making workshop at the Wind Energy Museum at Repswith, Bastwick, from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Amelia's calligraph prints are stocked by Giggly Goat in Norwich, the Handcrafted Company in Blakeney, the Garden House in Cromer and Gallery 10 at Albi Crafts. You can buy them at ameliabowman.co.uk and see her range of homewares and gifts on her Etsy store.